top of the key to Aaron Ginther. Now back to Eli Kraft. 7:15 left in the first quarter. It's Lakers 2-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. Eli Kraft resets the half-court set. Over to Aaron Ginther, left wing. Back to Andrew Seaman, top of the key, trying to get Brandon Oswald to work in the lane. He gets to the ball in the right post, had nothing there. Has to dribble out of the lane. Back to Aaron Ginther, top of the D. Drives into the lane, jump shot, pull up right in the middle. No good, rebound, shooty for Lakers. Here comes the Green Machine, leading 2-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. In USA in the district semifinals, Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. Binder into the left corner, back up to Zwimmer, being guarded by Oswald. Over to shooty right wing against Eli Kraft, 6.5 to play, 2-0 Lakers. Evan Kaczynski thought about taking the three, none taken though. Binder on the right wing, down to the base to post on the right side. Shooty resets the offense, top of the key. Dribbles once and passes to post. Post feeds it into Zwemmer at the right block. Double teamed, goes into lane, puts up the jump shot on the runner. This one, yes! Paul Zwemmer with some nice post moves gives Lakers a 4-0 lead over the Harbor Beach Pirates. Eli Kraft trying to push things. Back to Andrew Seaman, top of the key. Dribbles down the right lane. Goes up for the pull-up jump shot. This one's good. A smooth-looking shot from the 6'1 senior for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Andrew Seaman puts Harbor Beach on the board for the first time tonight. It's Lakers 4, Harbor Beach 2. 5:50 left in the first quarter.
Kind of surprised to see Lakers come out with a man-to-man both possessions.
Evan Kaczynski in the left corner into Paul Zwemmer in the post, and we have a foul. Whistle called against Harbor Beach. Paul Zwemmer had a little bit of extracurricular hands all over him. They say it was an on the arm against Harbor Beach. That'll be their first team foul and the first against number 24, Jonathan Kraft. Shooty passes into Zwemmer in the left post, goes up for the layup, and this one's good. Paul Zwemmer with 4 points and a 4-point lead for the Lakers, 6-2 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. 5.5 to play in the first. Eli Kraft dribbles to his left thanks to a ball screen from Aaron Ginther. Ginther now has the ball on the right wing. Back to Kraft at the top of the key. He pumped fake, almost sort of three. Now back to Ginther. Ginther being guarded by Kaczynski. Feeds it into Andrew Seaman with the post extended from the right block. Dribbles in the lane, puts up the runner, and he's fouled on the way up. And he'll be on the line for two shots.
Looks like foul's going to be on Kyle Binder.
Actually, they call it on number 10, Nick Post. His first.
Nick is shaking his head on that one.
That seems to be the wrong call there, but regardless, Andrew Seaman's at the line shooting two. And he makes the first one, brings Harbor Beach within 3 points. It's 6-3, Lakers leading with 5:13 left in the first quarter. In the district semifinals here, hosted by Unionville Sebwick. Second free throw from Andrew Seaman, bounces off the front of the iron, into the backboard and in. 2-for-2 on that trip. Andrew Seaman has 4 points for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Lakers have taken 3 shots and they've had 3 goals.
Shooty dribbles into the right corner, into Zwemmer, wide open in the right block. He goes up with the left hand, the lefty puts it in, and it's good.
There's a fourth.
Paul Zwemmer, 3-for-3 from the inside the lane for 6 points and an 8-4 lead. As Aaron Ginther goes up from the layup from the right side, and Paul Zwemmer's there to swat it out of bounds. Callan Cook checks into the game for Harbor Beach. He replaces Oswald. And Dominic Guardian checks in, and he replaces the bearded Binder.
The one thing Harbor Beach cannot do is they cannot run if the ball's going through the hoop and Lakers are scoring.
Eli Kraft passing this in underneath his own hoop, goes in the backcourt to his brother Jonathan. They trail 8-4 to the Green Machine, 4:49 left in the first. Eli Kraft with the ball now on top of the key, being guarded by Post. He drills right into the lane, loses the handle on it. Aaron Ginther goes up for the shot. And one official says it was a jump ball, and the other one says it was a foul. Granted, this is the same official from Monday who called 8 straight fouls in the first game, Harbor Beach and Ubley. Sends Aaron Ginther to the line for 2. And the foul was against number 5, Evan Kaczynski for the Lakers. First free throw, a little ugly, off the back of the cylinder and bounces right out. Still 8-4, Lakers by 4.
Usually Aaron Ginther is money on the foul line. Missed the first one. Let's see what happens on the second one.
Second one is up, and this one looked a lot better. Used some legs in that one. Brings Harbor Beach within 3. Lakers by 3, 8-5, 4:35 left in the first quarter. Lakers with momentum and control of the tempo of this game so far. Shooty dribbles to his right wing. Back up to Guardian, top of the key. Zwemmer doing some ball screens off the ball, and now on the right wing. as they feed down to Kaczynski on the left block, up for the reverse. Micah, he misses this one. Andrew Seaman's there to scoop it up. That's the first missed shot for Lakers all game. Eli Kraft dribbles down to the right baseline, back out to Andrew Seaman, the right wing. Nearly committed travel. He pulls out at the free throw line, picks up his dribble out to Jonathan Kraft. 4:05 left. Eli Kraft with the ball against Schutte. Now over to Colin Cook. Back up to Jonathan Kraft. Eli Kraft, right wing for three. Yes! Eli Kraft got the ball, lined her up, and threw her in. It's now a tie ball game at 8 apiece. Lakers has led as many by 4. This is the first time Hunter Beach has even tied the game. 3:45 in the first, and Aaron Ginther nearly stole the pass from Schutte to Kaczynski in the corner. Bounces out of bounds. Now a couple substitutions for Lakers. Kyle Binder is back in. And number 24. Who I don't have a number for. John, do you have it over there?
24 should be Aaron Christie.
Aaron Christie for Lakers. He's moved up from JV in the postseason here. Lakers inbounds the ball. Schutte feeds into Zwemmer, the right block, and there's a double team. And it looks like we have a push against Harbor Beach. Foul will be on the floor. It'll be the second team foul against Harbor Beach and the first against Colin Cook, number 4 for Harbor Beach. Binder into Schutte for 3 from the right corner. Yes! Jared Schutte responds with his first points tonight, and it's a tray from the right corner. Gives the Lakers a 3-point lead once again.
And there's your second scorer other than Paul Zwemmer.
Eli Kraft, top of the key, being guarded by Dominic Guardian. Now to Andrew Seaman, top of the key. 3:15 left. It's 11-8 Lakers. Seaman drives right to the lane from the left side, puts up the layup for 2. Andrew Seaman with 6 of the 10 points for Harbor Beach. It's 11-10 Lakers by 1.
Andrew Seaman have such a quick move to the hoop. I don't know if they can really catch up with him. Nice layup.
Schutte, top of the key, trying to free himself from Kraft. Finally picks up his dribble over to Guardian on the left wing. Trying to feed into Zwemmer at the left block. They do, and he goes up for the layup. This one's missed. Rebound by Christie. This one's missed as well. Gets his own rebound, and that one's missed as well. Rebound Seaman into the hands of Eli Kraft. 2:35 left in the first. 11-10, Harbor Beach leads. Seaman drives right down the lane. He is fouled on the way up. He dribbled right down the right baseline and had 2 white jerseys all over him.
You can take your pick on that one. It's either Paul Zwemmer or Kyle Binder.
Fouls on number 24, Aaron Christie.
Hey, give it to a third one.
Why not? One in Rome. Speaking of Rome, no Pope. 11-10. Andrew Seaman at the line trying to, with 2 made free throws, they'll give Harbor Beach their first lead of the night. The first free throw, no good. Andrew Seaman is now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Josh Schelke checks in for Harbor Beach. And Jared Schutte sits down for Lakers as 42 out there for Lakers right now. Second free throw is up and good for Andrew Seaman. Makes it a tie ball game at 11 apiece. Evan Kaczynski over to Guardian on the right wing. He dribbles into the free throw line, gets it to Zwemmer from the free throw line. Jump shot, this one hits the guy wire in front of the hoop, and it bounces out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Dominic Guardian sits down for Lakers. So out there for Lakers, we have Evan Kaczynski, Paul Zwemmer, Kyle Binder, Aaron Christie, and Jared Schutte. For Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft, Aaron Ginther, Josh Schelke, Andrew Seaman, and Colin Cook. 2:05 left in the first. We're tied at 11 after Lakers came out and was leading 4-0. Aaron Ginther up to Eli Kraft, top of the key, into the paint, kicks it down to the left corner for the jump shot for Andrew Seaman. This one's good, just inside the 3 line. Andrew Seaman, now with 9 points on the game, gives Harbor Beach their first lead of the night at 13-11, a 2-point advantage for the Pirates.
Andrew Seaman is picking up where he left off. Like I said, he scored high double figures in both games that they played against Lakers.
Schutte's pass over to Binder on the left wing goes right through the hands into the stands, and Aaron Ginther will be passing this in for Harbor Beach. 13-11, Harbor Beach leads by 2, a minute 35 left in the first quarter. Kraft back to Ginther, left wing extended. Patriots are written on the court here, painted on the court, and that's where Aaron Ginther stands at the S, furthest away from the hoop. He drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Eli Kraft, left wing, down to Seaman into the corner. Going against Binder, kicks it across the paint to Colin Cook, and it's blocked by Zwemmer. Feeds it back out to Aaron Ginther for 3, no good, rebound Binder. Good rebounding by the Lakers gives Shuti the ball, trailing by two with a minute 5 left in the first.
Shuti is being picked up by Eli Kraft, and I'll tell you what, Shuti's got his work.